We wanted to talk about a serious topic about veterans and the support that they need related to suicide. Veterans Suicide Prevention Month is going on in the month of September, and to talk about that is Caitlin Thompson, who's a PhD, the Department of Veterans Affairs Deputy Director of Suicide Prevention, joining us. Good morning, Caitlin. Thanks for sharing a bit of your today with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Bruce. It's a pleasure to be here.
So is the rate of suicide amongst veterans, how does it relate to sort of the general public? Is there a higher incident of this?
There is. What we know is out of all civilians, all people who die by suicide, 20% of those are actually veterans.
Now, is it something that occurs later after their service? Is there a timeline for this? Is there a crucial point where they may be more likely to take their own lives?
One thing that we know about suicide in general is that you're at your highest risk during transition periods. So this might be a transition from being in the service to becoming a veteran. It also may be later on in life when you maybe have lost a spouse or you're retiring from a job. So it's really during these transition periods that veterans may be at the highest risk.
Let's talk about the power of one. I've heard about this sort of before, but for those who haven't, what is that program about?
So the power of one is the Veterans Crisis Line and the VA's suicide prevention campaign. And what it speaks to is the fact that one small act can really make a change in a veteran's life. That might be one conversation, one phone call, one chat can really open the doors to helping to save a veteran's life.
Talk a little bit about some of the signs that people might be looking for if they have a spouse or they have a son, daughter who had been in the service. What are the signs that they might be looking for that can help them prevent this?
Some of the warning signs for somebody who might be suicidal include really significant changes in a person's mood or behavior. So that means things like talking about hopelessness. They're feeling more hopeless than usual. Looking for people who might be angrier than usual, who are suddenly drinking more. Those are opportunities for you to reach out and really say, I see that something's going on. Please tell me more about that.
Talk a little bit about what the veterans, the VA does in regards to this for an outreach and also just to try to prevent something like this.
Absolutely. The VA actually has the largest integrated suicide prevention prevention program in the country. We have suicide prevention coordinators at every VA across the country, including in Cleveland, and those suicide prevention coordinators are responsible for their local programs, for doing outreach in their local communities, as well as making sure that their veterans are kept safe. And we also have the Veterans Crisis Line, their chat service, and the texting service.
If someone does call that Veterans Crisis Line, what happens? Who are they talking to? What kind of things are they going to get out of that?
Sure. Yeah, you're going to get a very caring, compassionate person on the other end of the phone who's really going to be looking to see how they can help you in the moment and how they can help to connect you to services that really might help you over a period of time. It's available 24/7, 365 days a year. Amazing, amazing people who work on that crisis line.
Our guest today, Caitlin Thompson, with the Department of Veterans Affairs, Deputy Director in the Suicide Prevention. If people want to find out more information, where's a good place for them to check that out?
You should go to veteranscrisisline.net. You'll find a ton of information there about the Power of One campaign, about the crisis line, and about how to prevent suicide in general.
Because obviously you mentioned related to veterans, but this is an issue that everybody could possibly face, and the same kind of information applies to no matter whether they were a veteran or not. Caitlin, thank you for the time this morning and the great information you got out today.
My pleasure, Bruce. Thank you so much for having me.